Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. The Premier has announced a $1,000 rebate on electricity bills for every Queensland household from July. Stephen Miles says there'll be extra funding to help those on lower incomes.
Vulnerable households will get even more, $1,372. That means that most households won't pay an electricity bill in the third quarter of this year. Those who use less than $1,000 a quarter will carry over a credit onto the fourth bill of the year.
Bundaberg councillor Steve Cooper has defended the Electoral Commission Queensland after a losing candidate launched an appeal to have an election thrown out. The winner of the Division 8 election says the commission does their best to manage our elections. Candidate Sean Sanders has lodged an application with the Court of Disputed Returns, alleging the result could have been impacted by unorganised polling centres. If successful, there may be a re-election, but the Electoral Commission says they'll dispute the claims. Wild wind could cause havoc for boaties over the next few days. The Bureau of Meteorology says a wind warning is current for some of the Wide Bay coastline as a southeasterly wind surge moves along the east coast. Meteorologist Harry Clark says boaties should be careful.
If you're planning on taking the boat out over the next few days, please just check the forecast and warnings before you do, as there is a fair bit of wind and swell out in those open waters.
Police have issued a warning to Wide Bay drivers ahead of another long weekend. We've already recorded 13 deaths on roads in and surrounding the Wide Bay, with 94 deaths across Queensland so far this year. The road policing group says they'll be out in force targeting drivers doing the wrong thing. And briefly, a groundbreaking study by a Queensland university has found that out of 26 COVID-19 rapid antigen tests, only 6 were effective at detecting the virus.